Pompeo is calling the attacks on those Saudi facilities an act of war. Donald Trump's announced he's ordered new sanctions on Tehran. And basically, the tension between the two countries is escalating. To get a sense of what's going on, I'm joined on the line by John Stremlau, Honorary Professor in International Relations at WITS. John, how would you sum up the situation at the moment?
It's very difficult because while I'm an honorary professor, I've spent my whole life thinking that states were rational actors. And under Donald Trump, it's extremely hard to know who's saying what and when, especially since the president monopolizes the airways as he would like. So in this case, while he has his secretary of state, who's a bit of a sycophant, out in Riyadh, talking tough, war, jaw, but at the same time, Trump was tweeting over the weekend, on the one hand, he's locked and loaded. On the other hand, let's meet with Rouhani, the president of Iran in New York at the UNGA, at the UN General Assembly, and maybe we can strike a deal without conditions. How do you make anything of this? And the Iranians say, no, we're not going to talk to you. You walked away from the nuclear deal. And so we have this fragile situation, but it's really a conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The United States really does not seem to me to be on the verge of a war.
What's at stake here? I mean, they're talking about European allies, about creating, which is a difficult thing after considering Donald Trump's relationship with Europe. What is actually at stake?
Well, that's what's so difficult to figure out, because Donald Trump has alienated his allies. He's talking about going to New York and putting together a coalition to up the decibels of sanctions against Iran. There are very few levers for them to play beyond what he's already been doing with regard to oil sanctions. And the Europeans are impatient. They're frustrated because they had a deal that South Africa supported on nuclear nonproliferation, which was important. And it was bringing the Iranians back in the international community that Obama had negotiated with the other major powers. And it wasn't perfect, but it was a good start. And Trump just dismissed it all and then got himself into this hole where he is allied so tightly with the Saudis. And yet, on the other hand, he has a Congress that is opposed to what U.S. military assistance to Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen. This is a conflict, don't forget, that was primarily focused on the Yemen situation, where the Houthi rebels are the only ones claiming responsibilities for these drones that attacked us, the installations in Saudi Arabia over the weekend. And, by the way, the gloom and doom about prices skyrocketing for oil here have proven, as I forecast, to be exaggerated, that the oil prices have adjusted in the last 2 or 3 days. They're back to where they almost were before the crisis emerged. And we're stuck with this funny situation of what is the U.S. really about? And no one really honestly knows, although Trump would say it's in his head and he'll let us know when he's ready.
Why this push to pin this on Iran? Why this push for U.S. officials to say this was Iran?
That's a very good question, but it's also, again, by textbook, hard to answer, because Iran was being brought back into the international community. Trump seems to want to break any of the Obama precedents, and it was at a personal level. I hate to talk this way, but it makes me very uncomfortable, but I can't figure this out from state-to-state relations. Yes, Iran is a problem for Israel, and it certainly is an enemy of Saudi Arabia. This is a conflict that is religiously grounded between the Sunni royalty in Saudi Arabia, which is a big purcher of U.S. arms, huge purchaser of U.S. arms, and Iran, and the U.S. is aligned with formerly Netanyahu. It doesn't look like he's going to put his government together again, but Israel and Saudi Arabia against Iran. Trump has this thing about Iran, but he doesn't want a war because he's got an election to run next year. He promised his core base that he would not get the U.S. involved in foreign wars, make America great again, pull back.
He's really got himself into a catch-22 situation.
Of course he has. But we're all talking about him. And the reality TV star seems to, think that's enough, I guess. He says, one thing one day, one thing the next day. And foreign governments have lost their patience with him. And the Iranian Rouhani said, I'm not going to talk to this guy. Are you kidding me? In New York. And frankly, I think they're at a dead end. The people who are suffering are the Yemenis, and there have been tens of thousands of lives lost by Saudi Arabia's intervention there. But no lives were lost when these drones attacked this oil installation. And as I say, the markets have sort of recovered. So we're back to where we were. And I don't see a way forward, except I really don't think Trump wants to be the one initiating a war. But he's willing to talk tough, thinking that that's like a bargaining chip and we'll get some sort of results. And I think the Iranians are too smart for him.
Yeah, and at the same time, you've got Pompeo going, this is an attack of a scale we've never seen before. These conflicting... so you have no idea where this is going to go.
Well, you know, 10 or 15 drones that are cheap by like $15,000 or $20,000 a piece... It got a little further range. Probably the Iranians helped the rebels in Yemen, but they could do that fairly easily. And surprise, surprise, the Saudis buy $350 billion in their most recent purchase that Trump negotiated and bragged about a couple of years ago. And what good are those weapons against drones when you're dealing in this kind of asymmetric war? That is a very interesting situation for sure. But again, this is a war between Saudi Arabia and Iran, which would be bad. And I think the international community should help do anything it can to quiet it down. But America is more of a problem to that process than a solution. The Americans have just taken themselves out of the action. Maybe it'll change in 2020 if you get a new administration in Washington and they rebuild like we're rebuilding down here. But I don't expect anything to come out of New York in the next few days. And I really don't see where this is going, other than I instinctively don't think, and it's in anyone's interest to have a major war, including the Iranians.
John Stremlau, thanks so much. Of course, honorary professor and regular on John's show, honorary professor in international relations at Fitz.